and they kept each other awake all night with a conversation that was little more than disconnected nonsense, from childhood memories to strange dreams, and they got closer to each other than merely skin against skin. Eventually, they agreed to meet. It was the first week of June, an unusually hot day. The sun shone into the flat, and Anna woke up slowly. A few cars and a bit of birdsong could be heard from outside. She still hadn't decided what to do. She was looking forward to going out in the warm summer, but she also enjoyed lying there in her soft bed. She threw off her covers. Without thinking about anything in particular, she began touching herself, up her thighs and over her knickers. She had had a beautiful dream. She was throbbing with desire, and she stuck her hand inside her knickers. Now she could remember some more. The video chat she had finally had with Eddie. She demanded that he masturbate for her, the way she had done for him, and he was not difficult to persuade. He had started the camera while he was sitting on the bed, leaning against the wall, with all the lights turned off. She only saw his silhouette, and she impatiently asked him to switch on the lights. She had been just as horny then as she was now. When he switched on the bedside lamp, she could only see his upper body, tan. Prominent abdominal muscles where the skin tightened around the navel, and his cock was swaying back and forth, and the tip was shiny. It was a grainy and dark picture, but she could see the vein on the side of his juicy cock, and she felt a strong desire to watch it squirting. She showed him her breasts, and he started masturbating. He did it slowly at first, and that made her even more aroused. She climaxed when he was still masturbating.